This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A hearing Friday in Colorado focused on missing and murdered Indigenous women in the U.S. Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie has more.
The hearing was put on by the Organization of American States. It's like the UN for countries in North and South America. They hold hearings on everything from immigration to drug policy and this ongoing crisis in Indian country. Lucy Simpson of the Navajo Nation used plain language to explain how Native American women face some of the highest violence and sexual assault rates in the nation.
We are assaulted and murdered by outsiders, by oil workers, by our neighbors, by our partners, and even through the complicity of our federal government due to its laws and enforcement measures.
She and other speakers also said the federal government isn't doing enough to address the crisis. But U.S. Ambassador Carlos Trujillo said in 2018 the feds doubled the amount of grant funding devoted to public safety and victim services across Indian country.
The increase in resources together with aggressive investigation and prosecution of crimes shows how seriously the United States takes these issues.
However, no one knows the total number of missing and murdered Indigenous women in the U.S. because the feds aren't really tracking it. For National Native News, I'm Nate Hedgie.
U.S. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski opposed now Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Even so, in her speech announcing her opposition to him, she tried to calm fears that addressed Alaska Native people, as Matt Laszlo reports.
As the confirmation process heated up, Native peoples across Alaska consistently voiced strong opposition to Kavanaugh due to his previous statements questioning the indigenous status of Native Hawaiians. But during her floor speech, Murkowski stated that those concerns had not prompted her decision to oppose him, and she claims his confirmation isn't a danger to Native Alaskans.
And I also do not think that he will be a threat to Alaska Natives. This was an issue that certainly had been raised, but I had extended conversation with the judge on just these issues.
Murkowski claims that as federally recognized tribes, Native Alaskans do not share the same vulnerabilities as Native Hawaiians, who are not federally recognized.
I would like to see Native Hawaiians there, and I worked with my friend Senator Akaka when he was in this body to help advance that. I've supported those. But the fact remains that the constitutional status of Alaska Natives and the Indian Commerce Clause are simply not at play with this nomination. I don't believe that.
Murkowski did use her high-profile speech to note the epidemic of sexual assault afflicting Native Alaskans.
We've heard those voices, and I hope that we have all learned something, that we owe it to the victims of sexual assault to do more and to do better and to do it now with them.
Murkowski and other lawmakers plan to revamp the Violence Against Women Act after the election, and they're hoping any changes they make dealing with tribes never make it in front of the Supreme Court, no matter who the justices are. For National Native News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
Tribal leaders, national Native organizations, and the Interior Department are opposing the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas ruling, declaring the Indian Child Welfare Act unconstitutional. Leaders say the decision jeopardizes the decades-old law, which is intended to keep Native children with Native families. Foster Parents Texas and a conservative policy institute sued over an adoption, claiming the law puts race over the best interests of children. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios by Kwanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding is by Odawi Law Group, provider of Indian Law Solutions, and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, with support from the Public Radio Satellite System.
Support by AARP. AARP creates and connects people to unique tools and programs, helps conserve personal resources, and tackles issues that matter most to individuals, families, and communities. More at AARP.org.
And by the law offices of Sanofsky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at sanofsky.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.